case number 6-21-850.
Do you have this one as a...
Can I disqualify?
A felon? I have a question mark, I'm not sure why.
I have a question mark too.
I have a question mark too.
That's what I think called it.
I guess we'll get there. Yeah. Good afternoon, ma'am. Can you please identify yourself for the record, spelling your last name, indicating the authority you're representing here today?
Samata Bruder, B-R-U, D as in David, E-R, Executive Administrator for the Town of Wyndham.
Okay, so why do we say Port Weston?
Felony severity level on his criminal history. But then it says adjudication of that. So.
Can I ask a couple questions just so you can clarify?
Yeah, by all means.
Were you convicted in 2003 in Florida, a bad check felony?
I was sent to jail for a couple hours before I got released.
10 days?
10 days.
No, I was only there 13 hours.
Regardless, the conviction is...
I guess you want to say that, but I never lost my rights for my gun permit, my gun rights in Florida at all, because I sent the paper and it said that I never lost my rights for my gun permit for Florida. They never took it away from me.
Okay, and regardless, you have a conviction for felony larceny in Florida in 2003?
Yes.
Okay. You do have a felony. You know what to be a felony?
For writing a bad check.
Okay.
That's what it's for.
Convicted of the felony.
I must be convicted of a felony because I went to jail for it. They picked me up.
Well, I guess the question is it a felony or is it a misdemeanor? Because one disqualifies you and the other doesn't.
Well, the paperwork that I sent in said it was a misdemeanor from the state of Florida.
Yeah, it says a felony.
Oh, it does?
Sure does. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But there's 2002, which is the misdemeanor, and there's a 2003, which is awesome. It says misdemeanor and it says felony.
Is this like all the same case?
No, it's not, because I'm reading the docket numbers.
Mm.
Docket numbers are different.
Were there different arrests?
Yes. I got arrested. One was I was released on my own cognizance.
Okay.
And the other one, they arrested me for writing a check for $601 and some cents, and it was for, and I couldn't go over $599.99. It's like a dollar and some change over for the check. That was back 20 years ago. Trying to take care of family, and I totally forgot about it. I had my own business, bought the check, and then when I found out, it got paid the same day.
So what is adjudication withheld on one page?
I don't know what that means.
Confinement 10 days, felony third degree. Sir, we're just trying to understand what this record
is. No, I understand. I'm confused on it too myself with the paperwork that I got.
Changed it to a felony.
Oh, that's kind.
I know, right?
Yeah.
first degree, and then initiated by the prosecutor, changed to a felony third degree.
Do you remember the judge saying anything about a felony or?
Well, I went to a misdemeanor court, and I remember that much, and they sent me, told me I was gone and done and over with. So I thought it was a misdemeanor on mine, because I was in a misdemeanor court when I did it.
Both of them.
So all started in 2002, and the disposition wasn't until March of 2003.
It's two arrests.
Yeah, it's two different, the docket number.
Oh, no, second two, right. Cycle two, it says 10 days for the third degree.
No, I wasn't there 10 days.
Well, not what you're sentenced.
Oh.
Whether you actually did or
not. Oh, I got you. Okay.
Yeah, we're
sentenced.
Yeah, we're not making it up. We're reading it.
I didn't know. I wasn't there 10 days.
Yeah, what would happen many times is you'd be sentenced to, say, in Connecticut, I mean, I don't know what they do in Florida besides make very confusing criminal records. You'd be sentenced to, say, 6 months, and the execution will be suspended, which means you don't even go to jail.
Oh.
It's just kind of hanging over your head in case you break the law. In the meantime, then you might be subject to that 6-month sentence.
I got you.
This says a confinement of 10 days, so they might have just let you out. But it does say a disposition of a felony in the third degree, which would make you disqualified to possess a handgun federally and at the state level, which would mean we cannot grant your application statutorily, because we just don't have that power. So based on the records we have, really the onus is on you to demonstrate to us that you're not a convicted felon. And I don't think we have anything to the contrary here, unless somebody has another comment.
I mean, I did call the clemency of Florida, and I've been there for 2 years now, but it takes forever for them to do the clemency.
Yeah.
I mean, it could take up to 10 years for them. Yes, that's what they told me. So it could be 1 year, it could be 20 years. They just don't tell you when. And I already had it there for over 2 years now since I got denied the first time.
Oh, I see. Okay. Well, you have two options. You can proceed, and we can go off the evidence we have, which seems to indicate to me anyways, as well as some other members of the board, that you do have a felony conviction. We would have to deny your appeal, most likely based on a motion. Or you can withdraw your case and either come up with a clarification of what this record, which I assume you have a copy of.
No, I don't. The only thing I have, well, it's in the car, I forgot it. I had the paperwork of everything that the state of Florida sent me.
Mm-hmm. I sent everything
sent
to him.
Okay.
And I have the documentation that it was sent and he did sign for it.
Oh, okay. So this was sent to you.
No, it's in my car.
Okay, so you have
it. I have it in my car.
So you can also withdraw your appeal so you don't have the negative inference going forward that you have lost an appeal.
If I were to do that, can I reapply?
You can reapply, but and I'm not giving you advice, but if it were me, I'd clarify this.
Well, because I know on my application I did not put that I was arrested, and I know that's the reason why I got denied, because my paperwork did not match from my application to the paperwork that they when you guys ran the background check.
Yeah, we don't have a copy of your application.
Yes,
so
that's
we didn't
the
see
reason
that.
Why I got denied, because I got a letter from the town stating that.
Ah, well, yeah, you definitely don't want to make false statements.
No, and I did not know that because my instructor, plus I asked a couple other instructors, and they told me that it's been 20 years ago. You don't have to put it on there. It's been too long.
Instructors are not lawyers.
Yeah. I didn't know this. Otherwise, I would print on my paperwork and then probably would have went through because I didn't.
Don't listen to the firearms instructor.
Yeah, I was gonna say, if you take away nothing else.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
instructors are not attorneys.
Now you know, there is a record, so I certainly, on your next application, I believe that would be another felony if Wyndham wanted to push it, if you lied on your application.
No, I understand.
Okay, so that's very
important. I mean, because that's
well.
What I did not put
okay.
on there, that I was arrested. And
yeah.
I worked for the town of Wyndham for almost 7 years,
okay.
and I had to put it on there, and I worked
I
for the state.
I just got to say, when you read the application, it doesn't say you don't have to list felonies more than 20 years old.
Right.
It says list all of them that you have convictions, regardless of what some friend or instructor told you.
Well, I understand,
the form is
now.
Very, very clear. And the issuing authority side, the letter that you wrote denying it is not really sufficient either. I mean, it should say why. You have these convictions,
mm-hmm.
you didn't disclose this, this, and this, and we should have the application here to see that he didn't disclose. Is that what it
the did? Application I sent there was attached.
I don't have it.
Yeah, we don't have it.
Whatever you sent me is what's in the packet. So, I don't
so the letter
so
should
we're
be
all
much,
learning
much
something
letter
here.
The letter should be much more, and I know you don't do a lot of these, so, but you should be much more.
But I did call Florida so somebody could explain it to me because it was confusing
yeah.
from the record that
oh, sure.
I got.
Oh, yeah.
And they said it was a felony.
Okay.
Yeah. It reads like stereo instructions. I totally understand.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, no, it's very difficult for someone who reads them all the time.
Yeah.
But it's important when you write a letter to someone, tell them exactly why.
Okay. But the other
conviction.
Point is we don't have the application. So if there's ever a question, call Nancy and
okay.
make sure we have everything that you want us to have. Sir?
Yes.
Circling back to circa 4 minutes ago, did you want to proceed with your case or did you want to withdraw your case?
I want to withdraw it.
Okay. The case has been withdrawn at 114.
So that doesn't mean I can't reapply again, right?
That's correct.
Well, you're still ineligible until you get the felony.
Yeah, I would work on that
but
Florida record.
How do I do that other than going to clemency and letting them take care of that?
That's the only way.
Unless Florida
you may
want
to talk to yeah, you may also want to talk to an attorney.
To an attorney?
Yeah, who can at least help you with the Florida matters.
Because they can't.
Whether it's here or there. We can't give you legal
no,
advice, so that's why I would recommend you talk to an attorney. Yeah,
okay.
non-attorney can't give you legal advice either.
So if I were to send it back through, it would get denied again?
I don't know
yeah.
that.
As it stands right now. Yeah, if you change absolutely.
Oh,
right,
yeah.
If
this is a... If she's saying she called Florida and this is a felony, and we have no reason, no evidence that it's not a felony, she has to deny it. We have to deny
okay.
it, and you're gonna
go back
in
to
a
the
big
circle.
Circle.
Okay.
So that's why I would recommend you speak to a lawyer.
And again, your letter should have said, "I cannot issue this permit. You are a convicted felon." Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Rather than you didn't, or there was a discrepancy. I think that's the way you didn't say what the discrepancy was.
All right, we're
okay.
all set on that case. Thank you so much.